You're listening to SBS News.
After being told by US President Donald Trump to go back to the crime-infested countries from which they came, the Democratic congresswomen to whom he was referring have put on a united front in Washington. In a defiant press conference, Congresswomen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley and Rashida Tlaib decried the remarks as racist and not representative of American values. New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had a message for young people across the U.S.
And so the first note that I want to tell children across this country is that no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. Mm-hmm. And it belongs to everyone. And today, that notion, that very notion, was challenged.
The informal alliance, known as the Squad, consists of the four women who are from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Some analysts suggest Mr. Trump may be trying to exploit an ongoing feud between the women and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over border funding, impeachment, and other issues. Congresswoman Presley urged voters not to be distracted by the president's actions.
That we are more than four people. We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind. Our squad is big. Our squad includes any person committed to building a more equitable and just world. And that is the work that we want to get back to. And given the size of this squad and this great nation, we cannot, we will not be silenced.
The president targeted the women in a series of tweets over the weekend, calling them foreign-born troublemakers. He later stood by the comments as he was peppered with questions from reporters at the White House.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
All four congresswomen are U.S. citizens, and only one, Ms. Omar from Somalia, was born outside the U.S. Ms. Omar says being told to go back to where you came from is sadly a common experience for people of color in the U.S.
This is a president who has openly violated the very value our country aspires to uphold. Equality under the law, religious liberty, equal protection, and protection from persecution. And to distract from that, he's launching a blatantly racist attack on four duly elected members of the United States of House of Representatives, all of whom are women of color. This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Rashida Tlaib drew the conversation back to the migrant crisis at the border with Mexico that has seen migrants held for extended periods in questionable conditions.
We cannot allow these hateful actions by the president to distract us from the critical work to hold this administration accountable to the inhumane conditions at the border that is separating children from their loved ones and caging them up in illegal, horrific conditions.
During the Congresswomen's press conference, the president tweeted that the Democrats are now forced to embrace the progressives, which means the party endorses socialism and hatred of the USA. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.